and we die spiritually if we don't have the living water of sanctifying grace.
Yeah, great.
So water certainly most appropriately symbolizes that on the natural level, and no other matter would be valid for administering the sacrament of baptism for that reason.
Now that
and it's understandable why the church would say that. What got me going was the issue of what got the whole book going back in 2001 was the issue of celiac disease or SPRU. Why the church would insist that for someone who is afflicted with this illness, which is really an allergic reaction to a certain protein in wheat called alpha-gliadin, why the church would insist that the Eucharist has to be confected with only wheat bread, or because of the problem of alcoholism for among some priests, why the second part of the consecration has to be confected only with grape wine. Why not some other fruit juice? I started thinking about those things. And then, as you mentioned about olive oil, the other two sacraments, well, just to briefly, before we go back to the issues of wheat and grape wine, oil has natural significance, especially olive oil, in terms of a kind of soothing, also an anointing to a state of a royal character, a kind of spiritual maturity. So that would apply to confirmation in terms of a soothing or healing effect. That would apply to the anointing of the sick, extreme unction, as it used to be called. And so oil, especially olive oil, traditionally, if you go through the entire Bible, most often oil represents or signifies olive oil. That is the most fitting matter for both the anointing of confirmation, which is supposed to make us, in a sense, a royal priesthood, so, mm-hmm. The priesthood of the laity, you know, not the hierarchical priesthood, but we all become, as St. Peter said, partakers of the divine nature. You are a royal priesthood or a kingly people or whatever. And
yeah.
So oil has that for property, but it also has the property of combat. You know, St. Paul talked about, whether putting on the armor of the warrior, and one of the things that they could do when they would wrestle would be to cover themselves with oil. Well, because if you do that, you become slick and you become unable to be captured, and spiritually unable to be captured by the wiles of the devil, Satan. Yeah, and same thing with passing into eternal life. At extreme unction, it kind of slicks up the soul in a sense, and soothes it, and makes it able to pass more smoothly, because oil is a lubricant. Pass more smoothly into the next life, and it's to escape the clutches of the final temptations. It's kind of fitting that oil, especially olive oil, for certain scriptural significances. You'd have to read the whole book and have to go through the whole Bible following my quotations to understand exactly why. We don't have time to do that's why oil is the most fitting material substance for both confirmation and extreme unction.
Just one thing I wanted to throw out about olive oil before we pass on. I was looking to see what an olive tree looks like. I've seen olive trees a long time ago, but I wanted to remind myself of what they look like. And so naturally I went, to the internet and I did a search, and I came across a Wikipedia page about a specific olive tree in Greece. And this thing, they don't know how old it is because the techniques of determining the age of a tree that old are very difficult. But they've estimated it's between 2,000 and 4,000 years old.
Yes, and that's right. I refer to that in my book. Yeah, it has the idea of strength.
Strength and
that's
endurance.
The whole point
endurance
about confirmation, strengthening us to become viable Christian witnesses, and also the strength of withstanding the final pangs of death.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's it. I mean, the whole theme of my book is how the various physical substances possess certain attributes on the natural level that make them more appropriate than other physical substances, signifying what's going on in the sacramental rite itself, which of course has a certain form, to use the language of the church. There's a form and a matter involved in every one of the sacraments.
Mm-hmm.
And the point of my book, Why Matter Matters, is to explain why the church is not arbitrary in demanding that we use a certain kind of matter in confecting or bringing about the sacrament and its spiritual effects. And so that brings us to the real reason why I wrote the book. I mean, you know, I had to go through all the sacraments, as you said, except for penance, whose matter is